This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the Good Day program for Wednesday, the 30th of July. This is the conversation program that deals with the news. We study what's going on. We, being the people who are producing the program, Ken Kessler is here with me and others who are working behind the scenes. Very exciting and very secretive. Ken is told that if he tells people what he's doing, he has to kill them. So yep. None of that, because we are a nonviolent deal here. Let's get to the latest on what's going on to save the country before the August recess. If we don't work hard between now and Friday, the country will go straight to hell. So say the Republicans and the Democrats, only a couple of days left until the recess. So what is going on? What are they doing? They're working, they'll tell you, hard. I always loved it when Bill Clinton used to tell us how hard he worked. I'm working so hard. Well, it almost sounded like he was complaining that he worked so hard. If you don't want to work hard, then don't be the president. Or if you don't want to work hard, be like George Bush, take a lot of vacation time. And then there are those who say Barack Obama takes a lot of vacation time. And then there are those who say that the Republican and Democrats in the Republican House and the democratically controlled Senate, they take a lot of time off. What's increasingly apparent to Americans is we got a bunch of lazy SOBs who are trying to convince us that they are hardworking rats when they aren't really hardworking rats at all. So what's the latest? Senate Republicans backing a $659 million plan from House Republicans to contend with the growing humanitarian crisis along the southern border. Wait a minute. What happened to the $3.7 billion request from the president? What happened to the $2.7 billion request from the Democrats? The Republicans say that that amount of money will not solve the problem, but $659 million will. How about we don't spend any money and we fire the incompetents who were there causing the problem, creating the problem, assisting, aiding, and abetting the problem, and not put any more money into it, but manage it well? How about that for an idea? Am I the only one who thinks that, Kenny? Apparently, I am the only one who thinks that's a good idea. What do you think, by the way? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. What are people who are listening to us saying and or thinking about what to do with the border situation? How do we fix it?
A couple comments. And Facebook just updated. Wait,
nice, sweet. Thank you, Facebook.
This is from Marie, and this was about Rick Perry moving the National Guard down to the border.
Yes.
She says, Rick Perry is going to waste $12 million a month on this. Mm-hmm. Texas cannot and will not arrest or handcuff illegals, as it's against the federal law. According to the law that Bush signed, these troops can do nothing to stop unescorted children once they've crossed the border.
Look at the numbers and how they are increasing. The story, I think it was yesterday, dealing with the numbers over the past 10, 12, 14 years, going from 4,000 a year to 6,000 or 7,000 a year to 14,000, 15,000 a year. And now it's when they have 60,000 that have come over this year so far. So why is that? Because we're telling them to come. We're making it easy. We're encouraging them to come. Or at least some people are who have a megaphone. Meanwhile, back to the discussion between the Republicans, the Democrats, and the Senate. Let's see, what did Senator John Cornyn, who's the Republican from Texas, he's the minority whip, he said, quote, I think it would be a mistake to throw money at the problem without attacking the root cause. Secretary Johnson, who's Secretary of Homeland Security, told me, this is Cornyn speaking this morning, that unless he gets some of this emergency supplemental money, he's basically going to run out of money. He's going to be forced to radically reprogram other money. So, what? Manage the money. Manage the department. Manage the people. Your managers, hello. Congress, though, says they're working at a feverish pace, Kenny, with only a few days left. They're going to adjourn for the recess. Yeah. Oh, my God, we got to get this done. If we don't fix it, it could jeopardize passage of legislation that deals with the greater crisis itself. Oh, my God, the House Republican, I'm sorry, House Hispanic Caucus has urged Congressman Boehner, Speaker Boehner, to keep riders out of the billion-dollar border request. We need all the money to take care of all those undocumented immigrant children who cross the border. Wowie zowie. 145,000 this year if we don't change what we're doing. How about them apples? More on this in our focus in detail here on Good Day in a moment.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
The 151st American Veterinary Medical Association Convention is underway in Denver, and animal health is a top priority. I'm Risa Jill Miller. As Americans have more access to medications and controlled substances, keeping our pets protected from potentially lethal products is more important than ever. This includes making sure that lids are shut tight on prescription bottles and that all medicines and poisons are stored in closed cabinets. If an animal accidentally ingests a medication or controlled substance like marijuana, they should be taken to their vet immediately. Animal health and safety are at the heart of discussion at the AVMA's annual convention. Incoming AVMA President Dr. Ted Cohn.
Thousands of veterinarians from around the world have gathered here to explore the latest advances in veterinary medicine. The issues that we're going to discuss in Denver will help us to keep pets and other animals healthy and safe.
For more information on the convention and keeping pets safe, visit AVMA.org.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lame.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Coming up on 16 past the hour, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen with Shelley Keiss, who is a businesswoman, has a training company for, it's actually, the company's called Training for Quality Improvement. It's a management and business improvement services company. She's also running for the U.S. House of Representatives in Arizona's 2nd Congressional District. Pretty familiar with the issue of illegal immigration. In a recent editorial, she wrote, quote, "What most Americans don't yet understand is that the arrival of tens of thousands of Central Americans is no surprise, not to the president, not to the federal government, not to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, not to other federal agencies whose budgets have increased in recent years in preparation for this. So on and on it goes. And I mentioned a few moments ago, Shelley, that the president is considering granting work permits. What does that do except encourage more people to show up?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on your show. And certainly we are looking like more people may end up showing up. And we do see the president is looking at more executive action that will grant the opportunity for people to come to the United States if they're not already here. And that is an issue and a potential for a health crisis.
So these actions are so blatant, but yet some of the people who support these ideas say that it's what America is all about. We have opened our arms to those who were downtrodden, those who had problems, those who had needs. That's the history of our country.
Well, that is the history of our country. But right now, we are facing a crisis in our country where we have high unemployment, we have an education system that isn't working, and we need to put our people back to work.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, one of the things that I address in this article, as I went back and looked at this, what I saw was that this did not appear to be a surprise, because we actually saw funding in budgets that were doubling. And yet we saw from a period from 2001 till about 2011, we saw about 7,000 people coming across the border. But then all of a sudden this number starts spiking up and doubling. It goes to 14,000, 25,000. And the number I got yesterday is that we're going to see 61,000 people come across our border. This is a huge issue for us in southern Arizona. And then what I decided to do was I thought, what are some of the issues? I heard people talking about some of our medical doctors down in southern Arizona talking about the potential for diseases that we do not normally have in the United States. So I looked at one that we've eradicated, just about eradicated in the United States, and that was TB.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look in 2013, 60% of TB cases in the United States occurred among people born in other countries. Now, that's the TB that can be cured within 6 months or so.
That's you're talking about other countries that we're referring to, Central American countries like Guatemala, El Salvador, Ecuador, those places. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, that's where the folks are coming from. We're not saying that TB specifically comes from those, because it comes from countries all over the world. Mm-hmm. But what we are saying is that we're seeing that 64% of the tuberculosis cases, and then the one that's really alarming is 91% of that drug-resistant tuberculosis also occurs in people born from other countries. Now, if people are coming across our borders and we don't know if they're ill, that's a problem.
Well, there are all kinds of problems that are associated with this. That is part of it. But what's more problematic for me is that these are executive actions that the whether or not we have become so weak that we don't want to challenge all of these things that are going on, whether it's with the White House or whether it's the EPA or whether it's the USDA, whatever, whoever is coming up with all of these rulemakings that aren't going through Congress. I would think as a candidate for Congress, that would be something you'd want to be campaigning against.
I am absolutely campaigning against the overreach of the executive branch of government. There's no doubt about that. In 72 hours, Congress is going to leave Washington, and our president is going to be in Washington with his phone and his pen, and we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, here it is, on 72 hours before Congress goes on recess, and we're seeing this discussion about using executive action to grant amnesty,
All right, you can check out Shelley's campaign web address, Shelley Case, K-A-I-S, Shelley Case, for Congress.com. Thanks, Shelley.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is my father's era of jazz. What might be my era of jazz? Something a little faster. Yeah. I think the pianist Dave Brubeck did something for me.
One.
Yeah. But there's all kinds of different.
What about Keb Mo?
Say again?
Keb Mo.
I don't know who Keb Mo is.
Really good. Who's Dave Koz is my kind of
Yeah, Dave
now.
Koz. I like Dave Koz. Matter of fact, I interviewed him a couple of times.
I
like
know,
him.
He's a nice man.
Human being. Is he still doing mornings on the station in LA?
Yeah.
Or he was doing a network. Yeah, I don't remember, but I know he was doing a radio show. You have any Dave Koz there, Michael? Dave Koz. Actually, KOZ has a sense
of... Not going to like trip over to Dave like you do, but he follows me on Twitter.
But the fire is so delightful. That's not Dave
Koz. Rod Stewart.
Yeah. This is Dave Koz?
No, it's not Rod Stewart.
Oh, he's playing with Stewart. Anyway.
Doesn't show signs of stopping.
Yeah.
And I brought some.
Ah. Now, this is it for me. This kind of stuff I like jazz-wise. Jazz Mataz, I always call this.
Sounds like Peanuts.
The theme of Peanuts, yeah. So anyway, Newport Jazz Festival this year.
the festival is adding a third day of music dedicated to new talent. So I'm not sure I would know some of the new talent names. Kenny, do you know any new talent names associated with jazz?
I'm looking at the Newport Jazz Fest website, and some of the names that I don't know, Snarky Puppy.
That's great name.
Yeah, who else?
Miguel Zenon.
Miguel Zenon. Okay, Latin jazz. Is there much, is jazz jazz, or is there European jazz? Is there Latin jazz?
Latin,
I think there's Russian jazz. What would Russian jazz sound like?
Brazilian jazz.
Yeah, right.
A lot of vodka.
Would go better with vodka. It's around 98% of the country is alcoholic. So, this, though, is a guy, would you say Brian Setzer, if Richie were here, would he say Brian Setzer was jazzy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think Ken?
Yeah.
All right, who are some of the other names on there that we don't know, Kenny?
A band called Mostly Other People Do the Killing.
Really? That's great. Who else?
Some funny names.
Darcy James Argue.
Where do these names come from? These sound like rap artists. They don't sound like jazz musicians. Is there any relation to rap and jazz? What do you think?
Not that I know of. I'm sure there must be something, though.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't a new name, but Dr. John's going to be there, too.
Oh, that'd
be
cool. Who else? What are some of the names?
You should add him to the show, Dougie. Yeah. For one more doctor.
Yeah.
Wynton Marsalis. Yeah. David Sanborn.
Yeah.
The Cookers. Love them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, that's the story of this year's Newport Jazz Festival for those who are interested in cultivating themselves. 20 and after on Good Day. Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse44.com. People who have followed this plan at reverse44.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse44.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse44.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse44.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is, the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at reverse44.com. Watch for free at reverse44.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to reverse44.com. Once again, that's reverse44.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply to stores. Staples.com for details.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Straight, pay attention, boys and girls. Time for Dr. Stefan to go back to the history, the College of Sports Knowledge. And this is something for me because I'm not much of a sports fan, but most of us remember certain things when it comes to sports. For example, Ken Kessler is here with me as we go in depth into several items of interest during this hour of the Doug Gooday program. On this date, 1968, Ron Hansen, playing for the Washington Senators, made the first unassisted triple play in the major leagues in 41 years. Now, we have triple plays almost every day, don't we?
Thinking that it was that unique.
We have them often, but not unassisted.
Unassisted. So how does that, here's what he did. I'm looking at the description here. The shortstop, which he was, Ron Hansen, shortstop, he got a line drive, and he doubled up the runner at second by stepping on the bag and then tagged out the runner who was moving in from first. But the Senators still lost the game to Cleveland by a score of 10-1. But
oh, that's too bad.
Pretty amazing, though.
Yeah.
Done to think about it. All right. Other sports history as we go down memory lane here. In 1984 in the state, Reggie Jackson hit the 494th home run of his career, and therefore passing Lou Gehrig, taking over 13th place on the all-time home run list. Larry Sorensen was the victim who gave up Reggie's milestone homer. 1984. I actually remember that fairly well. Other items of interest from the sports world. Stephen A. Smith has been suspended by ESPN over his controversial domestic abuse comments. During the ESPN broadcast First Take on Friday, Mr. Smith discussed Ray Rice's two-game suspension in the wake of an alleged domestic abuse incident, noting that Rice's then-fiancée could have prevented the attack. Quote, what I've tried to employ the with the female members of my family, some of whom you all met and talked to, and what you is let's make sure we don't do anything to provoke wrong actions. Because if I come or somebody else comes, whether it's law enforcement officials, your brother, or the fellas that you know, if we come after somebody, if we come after somebody who's put their hands on you, it doesn't negate the fact that they already put their hands on you. So, in essence, you're the ones who are asking for it, right? Isn't that the interpretation of what he said, Kenny? You're asking for it. You cause it.
Yeah, that is pretty much what he said, yes. Right.
So he got a lot of backlash for his comments. He apologized on the air on Monday, and that apology didn't seem to be enough. He's been suspended until August the 6th. We've, quote, said publicly in this space that those remarks did not reflect our company's point of view, said the president of ESPN. Same sort of thing is happening with a sportscaster, not a sportscaster, but a talker, a sports talker in Boston, who is on a program on WEEI, which is one of the two big sports talk stations in Boston. Boston's a big talk market. There's a Fox reporter who this particular fellow said wasn't that bright, and if she was 15 pounds fatter, she could work at the Pancake House or whatever. Yeah, that kind of stupid stuff. Although, that's what these guys, you see, that's the thing. It goes back to the Don Imus days when he got suspended or fired for saying what he did about the college basketball players, the women. They are told to be as controversial and in-your-face as possible. So they're doing what their bosses tell them to do. I know this. Kenny, you've worked at places. We know what the bosses want. They want people to pay attention or to talk about you. And so what's the line? The problem is nobody draws the line. Nobody explains where the line is. Nobody tells you don't go this far. And by the way, it is like obscenity. There's no definition because each case is different, each party is different, every personality has a different spin or take on these sorts of things. So this is complete nonsense. Management and ownership have to take responsibility for doing what they, in essence, having these people do what they tell them to do. So this is such hypocrisy. It really is. And I think I'm disgusted and dismayed that brethren in this business are this thin-skinned. I mean, Fox said to this company that owned the radio station they're going to not have any more advertising for any of their Fox Sports. Says no more ads on your station because of what, not, never mind Boston, but all the stations that they own where there was Fox Sports ads. Pull them all. So immediately they bow to the pressure of the economy. They haven't fired the guy yet. They just suspended him. Didn't fire Smith. He got suspended, too. It's just that they're cowards. That's all. The ownership and man, I can remember when I first got started doing this in the 70s, had a manager in Boston named Dan Griffin, and the program director was Mel Miller for the radio station, and they delighted in getting calls from people. Not that people on the air would say stupid stuff, but there'd be a lot of controversy. Boston's a hot town for conversation and sports and stuff. And so they'd say these people were hired because they were acerbic, or they were smart, or they were both. And they got people to listen. The radio station was the number one station in town because people were, what did he say? What did Jerry Williams say today? What did Gene Byrne say today? And so this kind of stuff was a matter of course, a matter of what they did. Today, the management of the radio stations are cowards, and they give in because they have economic responsibilities, and that's more important, and I understand that as well. But don't tell these people to do something and then run away from them when they do what you told them to do, frankly. All right. And does this play into all the conversation about Donald Sterling and the use of the N-word and how hypocritical a lot of that stuff is? The point's been made 100 times about Sterling. I was reading something that refreshed my memory in Forbes magazine about what this guy is all about. At the moment, even before he sells the team, would you know, Kenny, he was worth $1.9 billion?
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of that, our attorney, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, is here in a moment to further dissect what happened in the Sterling case earlier this week.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a three-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme twin pack for $10.86, and much more. Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor. I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the red tag sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's red tag sale at performancebike.com.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is an attorney. He's a professor. He's been involved in the law for a long time on the radio and in his private practice. He knows what's going on. I've never asked him a question. I was thinking the other day how long I've known you. 20 years? How long have I known you? At least 20 years, right?
Yeah, at least 20.
Maybe longer than that. I don't think I've ever asked you a question on there you didn't have an answer for. Remember how Larry Glick used to say, Larry Glick was a great radio personality.
Oh, loved him.
People would ask him questions and he'd say, I got an answer. It may not be the right answer, but it's a snappy answer.
And they were.
And they were snappy answers, as a matter of fact. Okay. So the judge yesterday ruled that Shelley Sterling did indeed have the legal standing to decide matters of the family trust on her husband's behalf, clearing the way to sell the team. How does the judge rule that Mr. Sterling doesn't have it and she does when it's a 50-50 deal? What's the basis for a judge making this ruling?
Actually, the basis was pretty clear, and the judge, whom he made no bones about the fact that he found Shelley Sterling's testimony to be much more persuasive and worth, you know, worth giving value to. But the key thing was, the question was, had she removed him, because he's a beneficiary of that trust, no problem, no question, but he was also a co-trustee. She had him removed by having physicians examine him, find him mentally incapacitated, and according to the trust, if two physicians ruled that a trustee was mentally incapacitated, he could be removed. So the question was whether that was done appropriately, and the judge ruled that indeed it was done entirely appropriately. And in fact, they said, well, this was done surreptitiously in the manner in which they had one of the physicians do this. He didn't know this was going on. Sterling didn't know this was going on. And the judge said that really wasn't relevant at all. It was two doctors. They examined. The results were fairly clear, really, to everybody. And so he was removed appropriately. The real key thing that I was surprised that the judge did is the judge invoked a special provision of California law, Section 1310B. What this does is, this says that the trustee, Shelley Sterling, can sell the team even while an appeal is pending, because very often, and certainly they'll argue against it, when an appeal is made, the order to be able to sell the team is stayed. But not in this instance. In this instance, the judge invoked this special provision, and the reason he did so was there was very, very good evidence that if this were to be delayed, the value of the team and therefore the value to the trust would go down. You had a coach that says, I'm not going to coach it. You had players that said, I will not play. Had the second bidder who is bidding about $400 million less. So the judge, and probably pretty appropriately, ruled totally in favor of Shelley Sterling, took out Donald Sterling's ability to have a successful appeal to block it. He can still appeal, but it'll be a matter of money issues. So this thing, for all intents and purposes, is really over. He's still going to fight stuff, but the team's going to be sold to Ballmer.
So what is he, if he's 50-50, what can he get more out of it than the 50%? Does he get $1 billion, or are there other expenses? Or I mean, what is the he was never going to get to keep it all anyway, so one would wonder if, in fact, the definitive way of understanding this guy's out of his mind is they want to get in the way of this sale.
Well, that's exactly it. I was going to say the flaw in your logic, Doug, is you are looking for a logical response from Donald Sterling. He's fighting someone who wants to give him literally $1 billion. Him, $1 billion. He's going to lose money on these appeals. I mean, he's not going to win, and it's just, it's absurd. Yeah. So, who knows? I mean, someone said he never met a lawsuit he didn't like. He's been very litigious. But he's going to lose these. He still has some federal cases against the NBA that will go through the courts. Ultimately, he'll lose there, too. But the big thing is the team will be sold to Ballmer sometime within the next few weeks, and I guess life will get more calm in the NBA.
Cash is king. Let me ask you something else that's a legal matter while I have you here. The new VA bill would make firings easier. There's a fellow that works with us at the network who's going to work for the federal government. And he said to me yesterday, the reason he was going is because once hired, never fired. And one wonders if that isn't the mantra, the reasoning that goes behind a lot of people, in fact, going to work in federal jobs because they think they're secure there for the rest of their life. This VA bill would make it easier to get rid of the people who have screwed up, but can you, what is the mentality and what's the reality legally of working in federal positions or any government positions that have strong union support?
Well, you know, it is, and it's first of all, like you say, the strong union support, but it's a long history of the ability to be in there, and regardless of what you're doing, you're still going to keep that job. It's an inefficiency in government. You know, I'll be frank. You know, I work in the world of education as well, and I don't believe in tenure. You know, the idea if you're, you know, why should you have your job if you can't do it? And I think a lot of the problems that we had in VA and throughout government are the fact that you've got bureaucrats secure in the job who don't feel that they have to do it the best they can.
No, they can get by with just even mediocrity. And you get, and it isn't just government jobs where you see people saying, you know, slow down, making the rest of us look bad. But it's just this, the culture that came from the song. When he said that, I thought, my God, is it that's why he's going? He's not really going to a job he's excited about, but he thinks he's going to have security there for the rest of his life, and that's more important to him than anything else. That's what a sad reality, actually, that turns out to be. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Who gets it in the end? He's out there stopping horses, holding off a train. You never want a gunfight, squabble or a brawl. For being such a loser, Hooper's really got it all.
Nothing like the life of a Hollywood stuntman. This is Bent Midgett. Is that how you pronounce his name? Or is it Midgett? Yeah, you don't know either, right? Nice try, Cam. It's from the movie Hooper, which was the number one movie this week in 1978.
I don't believe I was going over 55. You were going 55 backwards. Well, that's not against the law, is it? Unsafe backing. Silly law.
With a smile, there ain't nothing like the life of a Hollywood stuntman.
6 against 12.
7.
7 against 12. 12. Looks like it's a little uneven. You guys will have to go back to Houston and get some more guys.
So the Queen says to the photographer, I got a brother-in-law that's a photographer. The photographer says, well, that's not so strange. I got a brother-in-law that's a queen.
This was a Burt Reynolds
little special, as I recall. Produced by Hal Needham. If correct me if I'm wrong, Kenny or Tucker, one of the great stunt guys, one of the great performers whose name most people don't know or remember. Sort of reminds me of Bill. I want to remember his name. He was one of the best stunt drivers and stuntmen in the history. These two guys, Bill, I can see him. He was the driver of the bad guy's car in the movie Bullet. Am I the only one who remembers that? Or that guy, Bill, I could just, somebody go to IMDb or go to that movie and see Bill Hickman. I think it's Hickman now that it's coming to my head. Isn't that awful?
You might be right.
I mean, remembering things like that. Who in the name of heavens remembers stuff like that? Bill Hickman, I'm sure that was his name. Bill Hickman was one of the great from that era, 50s and 60s, early 70s, one of the great drivers and stuntmen, and he had a good face for that kind of stuff, too. I mean, that's what Wilford Brimley did. That's what Richard Farnsworth did, and they went on to become sort of legitimate actors. Hal Needham never... Yeah. He acted in a few of those movies, I think, didn't he, Chucker, from what I remember?
I believe he did. You know, it's interesting about Burt Reynolds. A lot of people forget, but in that time period, late 70s to the mid-80s, he was the box office king 10 years running.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds had one flaw, and it was a good flaw to be in his character, is that he was extremely loyal, and the people he liked to work with.
Oh, yeah.
And they were
like John Wayne. It was the same as John Wayne. I mean, all those characters that were in the Bullet movies, they were in the what do you call it movies? He loved Dom DeLuise. And some of the things that were the greatest, I wanted to go see Burt Reynolds movies because I want to see the outtakes. Because they never had scripts for any of these movies. They just went and screwed around for weeks at a time. They'd come up with some storyline, they'd shoot it, and then they'd, you know, edit to find the silliest version of that silliness. And it was a wonderful way for them all to have a lot of fun and make a lot of money. There were no scripts for any of Smokey and the Bandit had storyboards. That's it. They didn't have any script at all.
Well, Burt Reynolds did make, I mean, The Longest Yard is a great film. Delivery is probably his best acting role. But as he went on, like, you're right, when he did Cannonball Run, what you said is exactly right, and especially when they did Cannonball Run 2, which is basically a series of outtakes strung together to make a movie.
But those sometimes are a lot of fun. I mean, you get to that point, you just kind of want to see more about that with them or about the production of the movie, so it's kind of cool. Anyway, so we started with a reference to that. What do we have in movie news today, Chucker?
Couple good stories, Doug. Legendary Pictures at Comic-Con announced they're going to do a new King Kong movie. It's going to be out November 4th, 2016. Now, this is the same production company that has the rights to Godzilla. They also announced the Godzilla 2. So I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist to realize that in the next 5 years, we're probably going to see a King Kong versus Godzilla film, which might be a lot of fun. Other news, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, the new superhero outer space film, which opens Friday, getting great advanced reviews. They also announced the sequel at Comic-Con, which comes out July 28, 2017. The star of that film, Chris Pratt, a relatively unknown actor to many, will also be the star of Jurassic World, the fourth entry in the Jurassic Park franchise, which comes out next summer. Also announced, Joaquin Phoenix reportedly in talks to play the superhero character Doctor Strange from Marvel Entertainment. I'll say that one thing. I don't know the executives at Marvel, but they have to be some of the smartest business people in the business.
Disney stuff. I noticed Courtney Love says the Kurt Cobain biopicture will go into production in the next year or so. So is that exciting news? I suppose if you liked him, it would be.
Some people.
Yeah, not much for me, but I'm not here for me. I'm here to help everybody out, Chucker. Chuck Curry on Movies here on Good Day.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.